I didn't really want to take the truth that I was losing my vision, and I kept denying it, and that just brought me lower.
This is Hadley's Insights and Soundbites, where people facing vision loss share what's helped them cope and adjust.
Hello, my name is Todd Dugal. I am from Quincy, Illinois, and I'm here today just to share my story. I was a general manager and a partner of ownership running a restaurant, and everything was going great. I was able to supply for my family and supply for my kids, and just felt like everything was going great. And then I have a severe case of glaucoma and have totally lost vision in one of my eyes, no light or anything. And then the other one, I only have 5% of my optic nerve left. So now all I see is cloudy. I'm not able to drive. I'm not able to work, which was really the hardest thing that I went through was with my vision loss journey. I came to the realization and felt unworthy. I felt useless. I went through a very hard time of anger and depression. Because of, I felt like, how am I going to supply for my family? How am I going to be able to do the things I normally do? And it was difficult. I didn't really want to take it, the truth that I was losing my vision, and I kept denying it, and that just brought me lower. One of the greatest things that I had help from was my family. And at that time, I was very rude. I shamefully say I treated them the worst of ways. When they loved me the most, I was turning my back on them. And there was times when I wanted to throw the towel in and say, I'm done. I can't, you know, I'm worth more dead than I am alive, just to put it plain and transparent. It was very hard for me to go through my personal emotions. And one of the things that I started doing was I started just journaling, using my journal on my phone that's audible. And I would just, you know, whatever I was feeling that day, I would journal it. I'd put it down. And then later I could go back and I would listen to it and I'd dwell on it and think, you know, where am I at? And I realized that I am still the same person. And with that strength, I can overcome the emotions and know I am worthy of who I am. I can still function. I can still be a husband. I can still be a father, a grandpa. I can still do the things. One of the craziest things that I've been able to do, and my kids laugh at me, is it was one of my grandson's 9th birthday, and we went bowling. And I was beaten more than half of the people there. And because it's just, you get it in your mind, okay, it's these many steps, I got to do this, I got to do this, you know. But we had fun, we had a blast, and I was grandpa, I was there, you know, as my grandsons always say, papa. So it's something that will carry you through the emotions when it's hard. I always think of it, it's like running uphill, but the thing is, there's always a top. There's always a plateau that you will get to, and it levels out, and you can just take some deep breaths. You can realize, I made it through.
You never know who might need to hear your story. To share, just leave a message on our Insights and Soundbites voicemail. You can call 847-512-4867 or record a message on your smartphone or computer and email it to podcast@hadleyhelps.org.